From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the future prospects for Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton.
But first,
let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
New York Yankees pitcher Roger Clemens testifying today before the House Committee on Oversight and Government. While under oath, he repeatedly stated that he had never used performance-enhancing drugs. Sitting just a few feet away from him, his former trainer, Brian McNamee, directly contradicted him.
During the time that I worked with Roger Clemens, I injected him on numerous occasions with steroids and human growth hormone. I also injected Andy Pettit and Chuck Knoblauch with HGH.
NPR's Mike Pesca is here now. He's been following this. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Well, we know who Roger Clemens is. Brian McNamee, is he a credible witness?
Brian McNamee, here's who he is. He's a former college baseball player, former New York City policeman, and Roger Clemens' former trainer. And as he just said in front of Congress, he's a man whose name will be forever linked to a scandal in the sport he loves. He met Roger Clemens in 1998. Clemens was pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays. Soon thereafter, he injected Clemens with Winstrol, which is the brand name of a steroid, McNamee says. He continued to inject Clemens with steroids and human growth hormones. Clemens has changed teams over the years. He was a Blue Jay, a Red Sox, an Astro, a Yankee. And during all that time, or most of that time, McNamee is saying that he injected Clemens and he has proof and he has corroborating witnesses, and he's in front of Congress now to testify to that effect.
Mike, so from what you've seen so far, these hearings have been absolutely riveting. It's hard to pick a headline.
Yeah, I would point to a couple of things. One is, we heard a reference to Andy Pettit. We heard McNamee saying Andy Pettit. Andy Pettit is Roger Clemens' teammate, friend. The way you read these stories, it goes beyond friends. They almost have a mentor, an older brother, younger brother relationship. One of the things that Roger Clemens denies is that he ever told Andy Pettit that he did steroids. But today, the testimony reveals that McNamee told him and Pettit told the committee that Clemens admitted to Pettit that Clemens had done human growth hormone. Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland quizzed Clemens about his conversation with Andy Pettit. Let's listen to some of that.
Mr. Clemens, do you think Mr. Pettit was lying when he told the committee that you admitted using human growth hormones?
Mr. Congressman, Andy Pettit is my friend. He was my friend before this. He will be my friend after this. And again, I think Andy has misheard.
And you said headlines. Here's another headline. There was some question about Brian McNamee's credibility. And one of the things he did, which either helps or hurts his credibility, depending on how you looked at it, is he saved paraphernalia. He says these are syringes and even a crushed beer can that has Roger Clemens' DNA on it. He saved it for years because I guess he figured one day this day would come where he'd have to show it to an investigator to prove that he injected Clemens with steroids. Representative Dan Burton of Indiana just wasn't buying the logic or perhaps the ethics of that. Let's hear a little of this.
I want to make sure I got this straight. Your friend, Roger Clemens, you allegedly gave him these shots. You kept the pads and the needles for 5 years and went on and kept working for him because he was your employer. And then you said you felt bad. You felt bad about proposing and giving these to the Mitchell Committee when you first started talking to them?
Yes, sir.
Gee whiz, are you kidding me?
No, sir.
My goodness.
I mean, there you have what's compelling about this. There's so many dimensions of the human drama as well as sports and mm-hmm. science and the public health.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, it's important to know that this is not a court of law and lawyers can't stand up and object or do any of that kind of thing. But what takes this beyond, though, a he said, he said type of scenario?
Yeah, I think the number one thing to point to is McNamee's testimony today. We've heard that Andy Pettit, who's, as I said, Clemens' former friend and teammate, he said that Clemens admitted to him that he did HGH. No one has directly refuted McNamee's testimony. McNamee says, I have every reason to be telling the truth. If I'm lying, I know I'm going to jail. And Clemens has been absolutely steadfast in his denials, but without over-characterizing or judging some of his denials, I mean, we heard there that how he described Andy Pettit was just to say that he was mistaken. I don't know if that will go as far as physical evidence and McNamee's testimony and the testimony of other players saying that Roger Clemens and others did steroids.
All right, NPR's Mike Pesca, thank you very much.
You're welcome.